On the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
Oh, wow, Alex. I wonder who's going to agree with this one and who's going to say you're totally wrong. What did you find about kind of a workplace issue?
Apparently, if you are the office B word, you have ensured your survival.
Wait, your survival, not your demise.
Being bitchy and gossiping has ensured human survival over time. It's also helped make their brains bigger. You're smarter if you are an office gossiper or the office bee.
Oh, I see, and I hate both of those people. I can't stand that when people are gossiping. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like to hear it, but you know it's going to be about you as soon as you leave the room.
Apparently, in this new book called The Social Leap, this guy, William Von Hippel. You know what? Anyone named something Von is smarter than me, so I can already tell you that right now.
They're a vampire.
Yeah, or they're a vampire. It doesn't say if he lives in Transylvania. But in The Social Leap, this book, he writes that ancient ancestors learned to work together to take down prey or predators and learned all of this by using ostracism. Obviously, that means the exclusion from a society or group. He says that those who ran away from potential danger instead of joining the activity were ostracized, and they ended up being stoned themselves. They had little chance of reproduction and ultimately had little chance of surviving alone. And so that's why gossiping or being mean to people, being the office bee, will help humans survive. He says it'll ultimately make you smarter. So I don't think that I'm necessarily the office bee. I don't think that. I think maybe from if we're talking about the four members of us on the show, I probably am. But the office, no, I don't think that.
Do you think that actually makes sense, though? Do you agree with that person's idea?
I think there are other people that are the office bee, not me. Yeah, I don't think I have that person. Honestly, I think I'm a pretty nice person. I just think I can be catty to my own little group. But I enjoy some good drama. It's not very Christian of me, but I love gossiping. But as far as being mean to people, I don't think I'm mean to people.
I hate in that article that you read right there when it says, if you don't necessarily join in, you could become the next victim.
Yeah.
I wonder about that all the time. I'm going to admit full, honesty. I am hypocritical, but I think I sometimes have said to you before, too, and I think you thought I was judging. I'm like, hey, do we have to talk about that person, or do we have to, let's not talk about that, as if, I'm holier than thou, which I'm not. But I'm just so afraid, if we're talking about pork chop, then when I leave the room, it's like, you guys hear about Joe? You guys hear about that situation right there?
What, you think
they're going to talk about me when I leave.
Well,
it's just
the
next person.
People are going to talk about you regardless, so you might as well talk about them too.
No. If kids are listening, that is not true. Do you think those people, though, whether you're a B or a D, you get ahead? If you're the rude person? Because I always thought everybody hated the rude person.
I mean, I consider myself a pretty nice person. I'm the complete opposite of the B. And I feel like I've gotten ahead.
You know what's interesting, Producer Porkchop, is that I've noticed about you that you never talk bad about anyone. Aww. Even if I do, if I'm confiding in you, you don't necessarily say if you agree with me or not. You just listen, which I thought was interesting.
Oh,
so I
you
never
think
know.
He doesn't talk bad about you?
No. So, I mean, I don't know, but I'm just saying, I've never heard him join in on it. So I don't think that you participate in this.
Alex, real quick, we can call him out. Has he ever said anything bad about me?
No, he isn't. That's what I'm just saying. He doesn't ever say anything bad about anybody. That's what I just said.
Yeah, he's never said anything bad about anybody either. No, just kidding. 833-JOE-ALEX says 833-563-2539. I'm interested if anybody would actually admit, I'm the B or the D at work, and it actually gets me ahead at works. Because I don't know if it does or not.
There's been studies on that already that will happen. Because here's why. Because in your negotiations and things like that, and explaining to your boss, what you need and what you want in order to work there, you're less afraid to say it. Because you're just whatever, I don't
totally
care if you don't like me.
Though. That's totally different, though, I think, than being rude to people.
That's how you get ahead. This article isn't necessarily about, this is talking about just the survival of human race. But not necessarily getting ahead professionally. But what I'm saying is there have been separate studies about getting ahead professionally if you are the office bee.
Well, then I'm going to start being the office bee. If that's what it takes.
I don't get it with all this BD. What's that mean, birthday?
No, Porkchop. Wow, he's so cute when he doesn't know what he's talking about.